ಓಂ ಶ್ರೀ ಪರಮಾತ್ಮನೇ ನಮಃ. ಮೋಕ್ಷ ಸನ್ಯಾಸ ಯೋಗೋ ನಾಮ ಅಷ್ಟಾದಶೋಧ್ಯಾಯಃ. ಶ್ರೀ ಭಗವಾನುವಾಚ. ದುಃಖಮಿತ್ಯೇವ ಯತ್ ಕರ್ಮ ಕಾಯಕ್ಲೇಶಭಯಾತ್ಯಜೇತ್ ಸಕೃತ್ವಾ ರಾಜಸಂ ತ್ಯಾಗಂ ನೈವ ತ್ಯಾಗ ಫಲಂ ಲಭೇತ್. This is the verse which we saw. If a person does the Rajasatyaga, then he won't enjoy any benefit of such an initiation because it's Rajasatyaga. And what is Rajasatyaga? What is Rajasic renunciation? Rajasic giving up. Kayaklesha bhayat yat karma dukkham iti tyajet. If a person gives up any activity because of the fear of exerting his physical body and thinking it is very difficult to do, or it involves strain, it involves pain, it's a dukkha means what? It is a strenuous one. Thinking is a strenuous one. And if he gives up that karma, then that renunciation, that tyaga is rajasic renunciation. This rajasaha tyagaha, which we have seen, the 8th verse. Which means this person is so much attached to his physical body. Attached to physical body means what? He has very strong identity with the physical body. The body's strain is taken as one's own strain. I have to strain myself. I have to struggle. So the physical strain actually is taken to be one's own strain. Which means there has very strong identity with the physical body. Is said to be the body attachment. This bodily attachment is the problem. Therefore, such a renunciation is said to be rajasaha tyagaha. There's always a fear. There's always an anxiety about physically getting ill or falling sick, you know, having any physical problem. So they don't want to strain. Then they don't want to do things also. There's a certain, some sort of renunciation on their part. What renunciation? They give up only anything which they have to do physically. It is training physically. Acha's thing is known as renouncing actions because of one's strong identity with the physical body, because of attachment to the body, because of laziness. Then such a renunciation is ajasaha tyagaha. Next, let's move on to the next verse. Karyamit ಯತ್ ಕರ್ಮ ನಿಯತಂ ಕ್ರಿಯತೆ ಅರ್ಜುನ. ಕಾರ್ಯಮಿತ್ಯೇವ ಯತ್ ಕರ್ಮ ನಿಯತಂ ಕ್ರಿಯತೆ ಅರ್ಜುನ. ಸಂಗಂ ತ್ಯಕ್ತ್ವಾ ಫಲಂ ಚೈವ ಸತ್ಯಾಗಃ ಸಾತ್ವಿಕೋ ಮತಃ. ಕಾರ್ಯಮಿತ್ಯೇವ ಯತ್ ಕರ್ಮ ನಿಯತಂ ಕ್ರಿಯತೆ ಅರ್ಜುನ. ಸಂಗಂ ತ್ಯಕ್ತ್ವಾ ಫಲಂ ಚೈವ ಸತ್ಯಾಗಃ ಸಾತ್ವಿಕೋ ಮತಃ. ಕಾರ್ಯಮಿತ್ಯೇವ ಯತ್ ಕರ್ಮ ನಿಯತಂ ಕ್ರಿಯತೆ ಅರ್ಜುನ. ಸಂಗಂ ತ್ಯಕ್ತ್ವಾ ಫಲಂ ಚೈವ ಸತ್ಯಾಗಃ satvikomataha. The Bhagavan says, what is satvikaha tyagaha? He has changed the order here in this 18th chapter. First, he talked about what is tamasic renunciation. Then he said, what is rajasic renunciation? Now, in this 9th verse, Bhagavan states, what is sattvic renunciation? See, karyam ityeva yat karma niyatam kriyate. Hey Arjuna, any yat karma niyatam kriyate. See, if an action is performed, yat karma niyatam kriyate, sangam tyaktva phalam chaiva. If an action is niyatam yat karma kriyate, so whichever action is performed, niyatam karma means what? Whichever action, niyatam karma is an obligatory action, forbidden action, unavoidable action. Here, not an unavoidable here, a to be done action, an obligated action which must be performed. Avihitam karma. It's called niyatam karma. So, niyatam karma. So, whichever obligatory action, a to be performed action is performed. Why it is performed? Because karyam eva. Karyam eva. Because it must be performed. It should be done. Karyameva. So, whichever obligatory action, to be done action, is performed with iti eva. How? Karyameva ityeva. With the thinking, with an attitude that it must be performed, it must be done, it cannot be avoided at all. No? With the understanding, with an attitude that it should be done, with if this attitude, with this understanding, if an action is done, how? But sangam phalam cha tyaktva. Having given up the attachment, sangam tyaktva, having given up the attachment, phalam chaiva, having given up the attachment to the result of actions, then that renunciation. So renunciation of attachment to the result of actions is sattvikam, sattvikaha tyagaha, sattvik renunciation. So Bhagavan says giving up the activity is only rajasic renunciation. Without giving up the activities, performing the activities. Which activities? Performing the niyatam karma. Performing the to be done activity with an attitude, with an understanding that it must be performed. But while performing the activity, performing it without being attached to the result of action, or without any attachment, performing it is said to be the sattvic renunciation. So giving up the attachment, giving up the attachment to the result of action, giving up the attachment to the action is said to be sattvic renunciation. I explained it many times before, which is karma yoga, in fact. So living a life of karma yoga is living a life of sattvic renunciation. Okay, living a life of karma yoga is living a life of sattvic renunciation. Because karma yogi is the one who performs all his duties. Performing one's duties means performing the niyatam karma, performing the to be done activities, performing the obligatory duties. So whatever I had to do, I had to do. So with this understanding, with this attitude, if a person performs all his duties, the obligatory duties, then But how does he do? He's giving up the attachment to the action, giving up the attachment to the result of action. He performs his duties. And such renunciation of attachment, to the result of action is sattvic renunciation. That's why I said living a life of karma yoga is living a life of sattvic renunciation. Even a person is wearing, even if he's a householder, a karma yogi who lives a life of householder, who's still not wearing saffron robes, but still, if a person has karma yoga, the proper attitude in doing his activities, and if he does it, properly, then naturally there is renunciation on his part. That's why a karma yogi is a person of sattvic renunciation. What does it mean? The karma yogi wants the result, expects the result, but he is not dependent on the result for his happiness or security. He is not dependent on the performance of an action also for his happiness or security. Karma yogi is not dependent on performance of an action for his happiness or security, nor is he dependent on the result of action for his happiness or security. He is not attached at all to an action or the result of action. There is no attachment. So there is renunciation of attachment on the part of a karma yogi. And such renunciation on the part of a karma yogi of the attachment to the action, the result of action, is said to be sattvic renunciation. There's no dependence. Why? A person who lives a life of karma yoga knows very well, because living a life of karma yoga itself is possible only if a person has purushartha nischaya. Only if a person is committed to the pursuit of moksha, only if a person knows that jnanam is the only means of attainment of moksha, thereby if a person is committed to the pursuit of jnanam, only then he can live a life of karma yoga first of all. Therefore, when a person lives a life of karma yoga, he knows what is he living this life of karma yoga for. Karma yogi lives a life of karma yoga for mental purification, without which attainment of jnanam is impossible. Possible. Without living a life of karma yoga, without having sattvic renunciation on the part of an individual, it is impossible for one to become mentally pure and prepared for the attainment of jnanam, without which attainment of jnanam is not possible. Therefore, karma yogi knows what he is doing. Therefore, he performs his duties, all his obligatory duties, with proper attitude that it must be done, so he would do. At the same time, he is not at all attached to the result of action or to the action. He knows, because result of action will be definitely time-bound. It is not going to bring him happiness. And action also is not going to bring him happiness. But he is doing it because it has to contribute for preparing his mind for jnana. Therefore, he wants a time-bound result, he expects the time-bound result, but still he is not dependent on them for his happiness. He knows very well happiness is not a product of an action. Happiness is not a result of an action. So security is not a result of an action. Even security or happiness is not the product of action or the result of action. Therefore, what? Therefore, he's not dependent on them. There's no expectation of happiness as a result of an action. Therefore, he performs it without any attachment to the action or the result of action, with an attitude that it should be done. And such renunciation of attachment to action, the result of action alone, is said to be sattvic renunciation. So Bhagavan makes it very clear. Yet నియతం కర్మ కార్యమేవ ఇతి క్రియతే. కథం క్రియతే? సంగం త్యక్త్వా ఫలం, సంగం ఫలం చ త్యక్త్వా ఏవ యత్ నియతం కర్మ కార్యమేవ ఇతి క్రియతే సహ త్యాగ సాత్విక మత. ఓకే, లెట్ అస్ మూవ్ ఆన్ టు ది నెక్స్ట్ వర్స్. కర్మ యోగ అలోన్ ఈస్ పుట్ ఇన్ డిఫరెంట్ వే బై వే ఆఫ్ ఎక్స్ప్లెయినింగ్ టు అస్ వాట్ ఈస్ సాత్విక్ రెనన్సియేషన్. భగవాన్ రీఇన్ఫోర్సెస్ ది డిసిప్లిన్ ఆఫ్ కర్మయోగ ఓన్లీ. ప్లీజ్ మేక్ ఇట్ వెరీ క్లియర్. ఓకే, డోంట్ థింక్ సమ్ సాత్విక్ రెనన్సియేషన్ ఇస్ బై వే ఆఫ్ టాకింగ్ అబౌట్ సాత్విక్ రెనన్సియేషన్. భగవాన్ యాక్చువల్లీ ఎంఫసైసెస్ రీఇన్ఫోర్సెస్ the discipline of karma yoga. If you live a life of karma yoga, that's enough. You will become a person of sattvic renunciation. Okay, next verse. Nadveshtya kushalam karma kushalena anushajyate. Nadveshtya kushalam karma kushalena anushajyate. త్యాగీ సత్వ సమావిష్టః మేధావీ ఛిన్న సంశయః. త్యాగీ సత్వ సమావిష్టః మేధావీ ఛిన్న సంశయః. నద్వేష్ట్య కుశలం కర్మ కుశలేనానుషజ్జతే. త్యాగీ సత్వ సమావిష్టః మేధావీ ఛిన్న సంశయః. నద్వేష్ట్య కుశలం కర్మ కుశలేనానుషజ్జతే. త్యాగీ సత్వ సమావిష్టః మేధావీ ఛిన్న సంశయః. So here he says, now having discussed the tyaga, the renunciation, in terms of sattvika tyaga, rajasa tyaga and tamasa tyaga in different order, now Bhagavan moves on to next benefit, moves on to the next topic of benefit of the tyaga. So one thing is made very clear, even though other people are of the view renunciation of action is sannyasa, renunciation of result of action is tyaga, etc., but Bhagavan does not differentiate. Okay, in the vision of Bhagavan, sannyasaha and tyagaha both mean the same. Okay, they are synonyms or they are synonymous. Next. So here in this verse, Bhagavan says, nadveshtya kushalam karma kushalenanu shajyate tyagi sattva samavishtaha మేధావీ ఛిన్న సంశయః. సపోజ్ అ పర్సన్ హూ ఇస్ సత్వ సమావిష్టః, సత్వ సమావిష్టః మీన్స్ సత్వే సమావిష్టః, ది పర్సన్ హూ రిమైన్స్ స్టెడ్ ఫాస్ట్ ఇన్ సత్వ ఆర్ హూ ఇస్ ఎస్టాబ్లిష్డ్ ఇన్ సత్వ. The person who is predominantly sattvic in nature, okay? Sattva samavishta means a person who is predominantly sattvic in nature or who is established in sattva. That person is also tyagi. Tyagi means the one who renounces, a renouncer. Such a person A person renunciate or renouncer who remains, who is predominantly sattvic in nature, established in sattva, that person is the one, okay, medhavi bhavati, sattva samavishtaha tyagi medhavi bhavati. Bhavati is implied. Medhavi means what? He becomes a person of absolute wisdom. The word medha here means wisdom in this context. He becomes a person of absolute wisdom. Even though the word medha means the grahana dharana shakti, here the medha means if a person has grahana dharana shakti, then naturally he would become a person of wisdom. So medhavi bhavati means he becomes a person of absolute wisdom. Therefore, what? If he becomes a person of absolute wisdom, chinna samshayaha bhavati, he becomes the one who gets all his doubts resolved. Chinna samshayaha means he becomes the person who is free from all sorts of doubts. See, where there is clear wisdom, there cannot be doubts. You can't, he is a wise, but he has many doubts. No. The person who is established in wisdom also, a person of absolute wisdom, naturally becomes free from all doubts. In the light of knowledge, all doubts become resolved for him. Okay, so as a person of predominantly sattvic in nature and being a renouncer or renunciate, such a person choicelessly becomes a person of absolute wisdom. He will attain jnanam. Why? He will become mentally pure. Thereby he will become qualified for the attainment of jnanam. He will attain jnanam. Therefore, he will become absolutely wise. As a result of which, he'll have all his doubts also resolved. Chinna samshayaha bhavati. So, kaha bhavati? Sattva samavishtaha tyagi medhavi bhavati. Chinna samshayaha bhavati. Then, as a result of which, na dveshti. Such a wise person, na dveshti, he does not hate. There cannot be hatred on the part of a wise person. Saha na dveshti. Dveshti is a third person, singular present tense verb. Na dveshti. He does not hate. What he does not hate? Akushalam karma. Na dveshti akushalam karma. Akushalam karma. Na dveshti. See, akushalam. See, kushalam literally means clever. Kushalam, kushalaha means clever. Kushala means even smart, etc. But here, kushalam karma means a lovable job. Agreeable work. A lovable job. Now, I love my job means what? It's a kushalam karma. Akushalam karma means what? Oh, I hate my work. It's akushalam karma. Okay? So, a work which I'm not interested, I don't agree with. So disagreeable, non-enjoyable, unpleasant, or not loud, unloud work. The wise person does not hate even a disagreeable, unpleasant work. Because there's no such thing as unpleasant work for a wise person. Then, akushalam karma nadveshti. Kushale na anushajyate. Kushale karmani na anushajyate. Anushajyate means gets attached. Na anushajyate means he does not become attached to even kushalam karma, lovable job. So he does not hate a non-lovable work, nor does he become attached to a lovable job. So does not hate disagreeable work, nor does he become attached to an agreeable job, agreeable work. What does it mean? For a wise person, there's nothing which is disagreeable, nothing which is agreeable also. Just the work is something which has to be done. Something has to be done, he does. And why is not disagreeable for him? No work is disagreeable for a wise person because that performance, of course, if it is anything which is not against dharma, he can easily do. He can do any righteous work, no problem. It's not disagreeable work. It's not unpleasant job, not a lovable job, because he is not dependent on karma or karma phalam for his happiness or security. A wise person does not depend upon action, the result of action, for his happiness or security. So there's no work can make him unhappy. No work can make him happy also. Therefore, he can do even a disagreeable work without any hatred. I'm repeating it. A jnani can perform even a disagreeable work without any hatred or any hesitation, because he is not dependent on the work or the result of action for his happiness or security. Nor can any work make him unhappy also. Therefore, he is not attached to agreeable work, lovable job cannot make him happy. Nor disagreeable work can make him unhappy. Therefore, for him, there's no hatred towards disagreeable work. There's no hatred towards unpleasant job. There's no attachment also to something agreeable work. Because agreeable work cannot make him happy. Disagreeable work cannot make him unhappy. Therefore, there's no hatred towards what is not disagreeable, what is disagreeable, or what is agreeable also. So, akushalam karma na dveshti, kushalam karma na anushajyate. It is possible only if a person is a wise person. So, the 10th verse, 11th verse, and 12th verse, all these three verses, I will make it very clear again. In the verses, Bhagavan actually, in fact, really talks very highly of Karma Yoga. It means Karma Yoga blesses a person with wisdom, as a result of which a person will love any work. And second thing, as a karma yogi, a person is not dependent on action or result of action for his happiness. As a jnani, a person is absolutely independent of anything and everything for his happiness and security. Therefore, there is no hatred or there is no attachment also on the part of a karma yogi. There is no hatred or attachment on the part of a jnani also. Look at this. So, sattva samavishtaha tyagi means a karma yogi. A person who is predominantly sattvic. And as a highly predominantly sattvic person, when he naturally gives up his attachment to result in karma, result of action, as a result of which, in due course of time, what happens? He becomes a medhavi. He becomes blessed with wisdom. And as a result of which, he gets all his doubts resolved. Therefore, and as a jnani, there won't be any hatred towards akushalam karma. There won't be any attachment to kushalam karma also. Nice. So, the benefit of living a life of karma yoga, benefit of a sattvic renunciation, is discussed in these verses. Thereby, Bhagavan actually highly glorifies Karma Yoga in these verses. So Sattvika Sanyasaha is nothing but living. Every Karma Yogi is a Sattvik Sanyasi. Discipline of Karma Yoga is Sattvika Sanyasaha. A Karma Yogi is a Sattvika Sanyasi. So you don't need to become sannyasi really. That's why Pooja Swamiji always used to say, living a life of Karma Yoga is not an easy joke. If a person understands Karma Yoga and lives a life of Karma Yoga, he deserves all respect and worship. He is a sannyasi, a sattvika sannyasi. You see, Bhagavan says in Gita, why? Because a sannyasi knows his obligatory duties. He does all his duties. He plays different roles. In every role, there are so many things to be done. He has to do so many activities. He performs all those duties. Some may be pleasant, some may be unpleasant. He may not like, but still he does, performs all of them. Without, there's no hatred. Oh, I don't want to do this. I want to do this. This is my duty. I have to do it. You know, if I don't like it also, I do it. At the same time, oh, this I like to do. I want to do. There's no such attachment to pleasing jobs. There's no head towards any unpleasant jobs. He does everything. Why? Because he has this attitude, I must do. This is my duty. I must do it. And second thing, he knows this action, doing or not doing, will not going to get him happiness. There's no security from the action or the result of action. With his understanding, with the proper attitude, he does. And his aim is to having mental purification. And he meant for the sake of mental purification, attaining mental purification is the goal. Karma Yogi lives life Karma Yoga. And mental purification is for the attainment of jnanam. And the jnanam is for moksha. Therefore, there is a ultimate goal is moksha. And therefore, in term the form of jnanam, for which relative goal is antakarna shuddhi. Therefore, for antakarna shuddhi, he just performs what is to be done. With kartavyam ityeva, it has to be done, so I am doing it. There's no neither hatred nor is any attachment to the action. And therefore, such a person who lives life karma yoga is a person of sattvic renunciation. And naturally, he will be blessed. He'll be able to tap Bhagavan's gaze. In due course of time, he will attain jnanam. And as a jnani, as a person of wisdom, and it is easy for him, what? Actually, then all his doubts will be resolved and there won't be any hatred for him. There won't be any attachment also as a wise person. Next verse.
Nahi deha bhruta shakyam tyaktum karmanya seshataha. Yastu karma phalatyagi satyagitya bhidhiyate. Nahi deha bhruta shakyam tyaktum karmanya seshataha. Nahi deha bhruta shakyam tyaktum karmanya seshataha. Nahi deha bhruta shakyam tyaktum karmanya seshataha. Yastu karma phalatyagi satyagitya bhidhiyate. Yastu karma phalatyagi satyagitya bhidhiyate.
So here, Bhagavan says another fact here. Deha bhrit means The one who is endowed with the body is also known as Dehabrit. Every being is Dehabrit here. Every being means all living beings are Dehabrits. And a human being, of course, is a Dehabrit. But here, human being is not only he is a Dehabrit, he not only he is endowed with the body, but he has strong identity with the body also. Therefore, here the word Dehabrit means one who has strong identity with the physical body. Mean one who has Dehatma Buddhi, one who has strong essence in the physical body, who identified with the body, is said to be Dehabrita. So what Bhagavan says, Nahi Shakyam. Shakyam means possible. Na Shakyam, not possible. Nahi Shakyam means what? It is not at all possible. Possible, not possible, not at all possible. Na Shakyam, not possible. Nahi Shakyam, not at all possible. What is not at all possible? He says, Tektum, to renounce. It is not possible at all to renounce. Tektum is infinitive. It is not at all possible to renounce. What is not possible to renounce? Karmani. It is not possible at all to renounce activities, actions. Is it possible to give up actions? No, it is not at all possible to give up actions. How? Aseshataha, totally, completely giving up activities is not at all possible. Some activities we can give up. So we can use your knowledge of right and wrong. You can use your willpower. You can really refrain yourself from doing wrong actions. So you can refrain yourself from doing wrong actions. So you can give up wrong actions by using your willpower and knowledge of right and wrong. You can give up some other activity which is not possible. But totally, completely giving up all actions is not at all possible. It is said, Karmani aseshataha karmani tyaktum nahi shakyam. Aseshataha karmani tyaktum nahi shakyam. It is not at all possible to give up actions totally, completely. For whom? Dehabhrita. By a person who has strong identity with the body. Who is the one who has strong identity with the body? Agnani, ignorant person. So, an ignorant person who has strong identity with the body, for him, it is not at all possible to give up one's activities totally. To Whereas, Yaha Karma Palatyagi, Yaha Karma Palatyagi. Karma Palatyagi means a Karma Yogi here. Karma Palatyagi is a Karma Yogi. Karma Palatyagi means the person, the renouncer of the results of actions. Karma Palatyagi means renouncer of results of actions. The renouncer of the results of actions means who? The one who is not attached to the results of actions. So not being attached to the results of actions means not being dependent on results of actions for one's happiness and security. And not being attached to the results of actions is what? Being the renouncer of results of actions. And being renouncer of results of actions is being a karma yogi. Okay? So karma palatyagi, a person who lives a life of karma yoga, thereby who is not attached to results of actions, who is not at all dependent on results of actions for his happiness or security, such a person is the renouncer of results of actions. Such a person alone is said to be Tyagi. Saha Tyagi iti abhidhiyate. He is known as abhidhiyate, means known. Saha abhidhiyate. He is known as what? Tyagi iti, as saha, he abhidhiyate is known iti as Tyagi, a renouncer, a renunciate. Such a person is known as a renunciate. Saha Tyagi iti abhidhiyate. So Karma Yogi is a renunciate. Karma Yogi is a renunciate because he renounces the results of actions by not being attached to them. So Karma Yogi wants the results, expects the results, but he has the preparedness to accept any result as Bhagavan's prasada. At the same, he performs his actions only for preparing his mind for the attainment of jnanam. He knows the limitations of karma and karma phalam. He wants it. At the same time, he has a prasada buddhi who accepts all results. At the same time, he is not at all dependent on them for his happiness or security. So success or failure, he takes both as prasada. Therefore, he is a renouncer of results of actions, karma phalatyagi. And he is really, such a person alone is said to be a renunciate or renouncer. And it is not at all possible for any living being, any individual human being, to give up any action, all actions. You know, is it possible? Because even the laziest person must be able to do some work or the other. You have to survive means what? You have to get up in the morning. Okay, brush your teeth. Okay, don't brush your teeth. Actually, you have to eat. To eat and drink, you have to open your mouth. You have to get up and go to the kitchen, make something. So it is impossible to give up all activities. Even to maintain one's physical body, one has to do some activities. Laziest person also has to at least eat, get drink, and go to toilet and do some work. Therefore, totally giving up activities is not at all possible. But actually, giving up activities does not make a person karma yogi. Bhagavan said already, anashitah karma phalam karyam karma karoti yaha sasanyasi cha yogi cha naniragnir na chakriyaha. Already we learned in 6th chapter, isn't it? Giving up activities does not make one a sannyasi. But giving up the results of actions makes one a yogi. Such a person is a person of sattvic nature, and he is a karma yogi. And he, what such a lifestyle, we bless him with the wisdom and bless him with everything. This is how karma yoga is highly glorified in these verses. You want to be a renouncer? Don't need to renounce anything in life. Just be a karma yogi. Understand the way of life and the discipline known as karma yoga. Then live a life of karma yoga. You are a renunciate. You are a renouncer. You are a person of sattvic nature. You are predominantly a sattvic person. And then everything will be conducive for you for attaining jnanam. Anishtamishtamishram cha. Anishtamishtamishram cha. Trividham karmanah phalam. Bhavatyatyaginam pretya. Natu sanyasinam kvachit. Anishtamishtamishram cha.
త్రివిధం కర్మణః ఫలం భవత్యత్యాగినాం ప్రేత్య నతు సన్యాసినాం క్వచిత్ అనిష్టమిష్టమిశ్రం చ త్రివిధం కర్మణః ఫలం భవత్యత్యాగినాం ప్రేత్య నతు సన్యాసినాం క్వచిత్.
Let us remember that according to Bhagavan Krishna, sannyasaha and tyagaha are synonymous. You know, Bhagavan uses both words in this verse. And here he says, as I told you already, 10th verse, 11th verse, and in this verse also, Bhagavan glorifies only karma yoga. So what he says, how he does not glorify directly, he puts it in a different way. What he says, karmanaha phalam trividham. Karmanaha phalam means what? Result of action. Karmanaha phalam, karma phalam. Karmanaha phalam is a non-compound. Karma phalam is a compound word. So karmanaha phalam, the result of action. Trividham means threefold. And what are the threefold results of action? Threefold results of action. Look at this. Anishtam phalam, ishtam phalam, mishram phalam. Anishtam phalam means undesirable, disagreeable result. Then ishtam phalam means desired result. Undesired, undesirable, disagreeable result is what? Anishtam phalam. Ishtam phalam means desired result. Agreeable result, acceptable result is ishtam phalam. Mishram means what? It is a mixed. Both it is acceptable, at the same time not acceptable. It is desirable, it is not desirable. Disagreeable is agreeable. This mix, mishram means mixed, mixed result. So, anishtam, ishtam, mishram, trividham phalam. So, there are threefold results of action in terms of ishtam, anishtam, anishtam and mishram. And such results happen for whom? Results are acceptable. Results are desirable. Desirable results. Results are undesirable results. Results are mixed results. Such threefold results of action are there only for people who are not renunciates, who are not renouncers. Atyaginam bhavati. త్రివిధం కర్మణాం ఫలం అత్యాగినాం భవతి. ఓన్లీ ఫర్ పీపుల్ ద నాన్ రినౌన్సర్స్. నాన్ రినౌన్సర్స్ ఆర్ ద పీపుల్ హూ డు నాట్ లివ్ అ లైఫ్ ఆఫ్ కర్మయోగ. ఓకే, అత్యాగి, త్యాగి రినౌన్సర్, అత్యాగి నాన్ రినౌన్సర్. ఓకే, for a non-renouncer alone, atyaginam trividham karma phalam bhavati. Only non-renouncer is a person who does not live a life of karma yoga. So a person who does not have purushartha nischaya, a person who does not have a clear understanding of the purpose of living this life, who does not know the value of knowledge, who is not committed to the pursuit of jnanam, who does not know the importance of having mental purification, mental steadiness, who is not committed to live a life of dharma, who does not know what he want, for whom artha kamas alone are ends. The person for whom artha kamas alone are the ultimate goals. Such a person, what is the purpose of living his life? Earn money, enjoy life. So artha kamas are the goals of life. And such people are non-denouncers. Non-denouncers. They are non-karma yogis. Karmis. For such people alone, some results are desirable, some results are undesirable, some results are mixed results. Okay, whereas. So, atyaginam means karminam. Whereas, okay, when pretya, pretya means after death. After death, there will be results also. Even while living, results will be like that. Even after death also, they will have such results. Whereas, sanyasinam na kvachit, na kvachit sanyasinam. Tu, whereas, san, or we can say, but, sanyasinam, for the renouncers, sanyasi here means karma yogis, whereas such difference in result, such desirable, undesirable, mixed results are not there for renouncers. Sanyasinam kvachit na. Kvachit means never. Never will there be such results to the karma yogis, renouncers. Sanyasinam na kvachit. See, Bhagavan just uses the term sanyasi to talk about a karma yogi. To say, instead of saying karma yoginam, he is sanyasinam. Which means, there's no choice. In fact, Bhagavan strictly says in this verse, there's no choice. Better understand the purpose of living this life. Be very clear, be convinced of the purpose of living this life. Be clear, moksha being an ultimate goal, choiceless goal. Understand, jnana knowledge is moksha. Be committed to the pursuit of jnanam and see that there's no way of attaining jnanam unless you take care of your mental preparation, for which what choice do you have? There's no shortcut method at all. You have to choose to live a life of karma yoga to prepare your mind. There's no choice. So Bhagavan very strictly in this verse says, there's no choice of, there's no shortcut method of preparing your mind for the attainment of jnanam. You have to choicelessly live a life of karma yoga in order to become qualified for the attainment of jnanam. Thereby attain jnanam and accomplish the absolute. Otherwise, no choice. You can't escape. If you don't choose to live life karma yoga, then what will be the consequence? This is the consequence. While living also, you will have this threefold disease. While living also, you will have this problem of, this is desirable for me, this is not desirable for me, this is mixed for me. After death also, you will have the desirable, undesirable, or a mixed, okay, result. Result. Which means, there will be result means what? You will be born again to go through, enjoy the desirable results, undesirable results, or to enjoy both. Unless you become a karma yogi, it will be an endless problem. You will be continuously exhausting desirable, undesirable, or a mixed type of results, enjoying going through results, for which you will be born again and again. You will be continuously in samsara. There's no way of escaping. You can't say, I want to be born in this world, but I want to have only desirable results. No, it's impossible. Okay, I want to be born again. I want to be born a human being. And I want to have only desirable results in my whole life. I want to have only desirable situations. Desirable situations or desirable results is impossible. You will have desirable, undesirable, and a mixture of both desirable and undesirable situations in your life. Which means you'll be going, having this threefold result is nothing but going through life of pairs of opposites. Having the threefold result in life is nothing but going through life of pairs of opposites. And this is would be a continuous one. Life after life after pretya. Life after life after life after life. It will be endlessly, it's going to be the life like this. Therefore, living a life of a non-renouncer means living a life of a non-karma yogi, living a life of a karmi, living a life, living one's life, not having any purpose, goal in life, not knowing the ultimate goal of life, not having any great purpose, just living one's life only for the sake of artha kamas will make a person, will retain a person samsara. Whereas a karma yogi, tyaginam na means what? Never. A person who lives a life of karma yoga definitely will become qualified for the attainment of jnanam, will attain jnanam, will put an end to this samsara. Thereby, he'll avoid going through this threefold result. Having threefold result in terms of going through pairs of opposites. This is also indirect way of glorifying a karma yogi. Is it clear? See, there cannot be a better glorification for a karma yogi than Bhagavan himself, than beings recognized by Bhagavan as a tyagi, a sannyasi. Look at this. A karma yogi is glorified by Bhagavan Krishna in 18th chapter as a sannyasi, as a renouncer, as an enunciate, as a tyagi. What does he renounce? He renounces his attachment, the results of actions. So karma yogi is really great. And for him, this, and even while living his life also, he has prasada buddhi. Therefore, there's no desirable result is prasada. Undesirable result also is a prasada. Mixed result also is a prasada. Therefore, prasada means Bhagavan's gift he accepts with the sameness of mind. And as a result of which he becomes qualified. And in later on, there won't be, when he attains jnanam, there won't be any need for him to be born again to go through these results. Does it make sense? Okay. Anishtamishtamishram cha trividham karmanah phalam bhavatyatyaginam pretya natu sannyasinam kvachit. Okay, next verse. Panchaitani mahabaho karanani nibodhame sankhye kritante proktani siddhaye sarvakarmanam. Panchaitani mahabaho karanani nibodhame sankhye kritante proktani siddhaye sarvakarmanam. Panchaitani mahabaho karanani nibodhame sankhye
Kritante proktani siddhaye sarva karmanam. Panchaitani mahabaho karanani nibodhame. Sankhye kritante proktani siddhaye sarva karmanam.
ஹே மகாபாகோ, பகவான் அட்ரஸ், ஹே மகாபாகோ, ஓ மைட்டி ஆர்ம்ட் அர்ஜுனா, ஏதானி பஞ்ச காரணானி மே நிபோத. லெட் மீ கிவ் தி லிட்ரல் மீனிங் டுடே. ஏதானி பஞ்ச காரணானி மே நிபோத. மே மீன்ஸ் மத்தஹ, ஃப்ரம் மீ. Nibodha means may you understand, may you know. See, nibodhate, nibodhati. See, nibodhati, nibodhate means knows, understands. Nibodha is imperative verb. Me nibodha means mattaha nibodha, from me. So know from me, understand from me. Bhagavan tells Arjuna, hey Mahabaho, mattaha me nibodha. May you know from me, may you understand from me. What? Yetani pancha karanani. May you know from me these five காரணி, தீஸ் ஃபைவ் ஃபேக்டர்ஸ், ஃபைவ் ஆஸ்பெக்ட்ஸ். மே அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட் ஃப்ரம் மீ ஃபைவ் ஃபேக்டர்ஸ். ஏதானி மீன்ஸ் தீஸ், தீஸ் மீன்ஸ் வாட்? இட் மீன்ஸ் பகவான் இஸ் கோயிங் டு ஷோ வாட் தோஸ் ஃபைவ் ஆர் இன் தி ஃபாலோயிங் வர்சஸ். So Bhagavan is going to talk to Arjuna, now five karanani, pancha karanani, mean for what? Siddhaye. See, siddhihi, ikarantaha, stilingaha, siddhi shabdaha. Siddhihi means success. Siddhihi means success. Siddhihi means accomplishment. Siddhihi means attainment. Okay, siddhaye, fourth case. So for the accomplishment, for the attainment, or for the success. So for absolute success. So Bhagavan says, I am going to reveal to you some secret. That is, I am going to say something to you. May you know from me five aspects needed for the success. Bhagavan says, may you understand from me five aspects, five factors needed for the attainment, needed for the success. Accomplishment of the success, attainment of the success, achievement of the success, or for the success, you can take. Success of what? Sarva karmanam siddhaye. Success in what? Success of what? No. Sarva karmanam siddhaye. So here, Arjuna, may you understand from me five factors needed for the success in all actions, success of all activities. And those, what are they? Are they new ones? Bhagavan says, no. Ye kritante sankhye proktani. Sarva karmanam siddhaye proktani. And these five factors which you can know from me are not something new. Proktani, they which have these five factors have been already mentioned. So five factors needed for the accomplishment of all activities, all ends also, have been already mentioned. Proktani means mentioned. Success in all actions. The five factors needed for the accomplishment of success in all actions and endeavors have been already mentioned. Proktani have been mentioned. Where Sankhya. Sankhya means the Sankhya should be taken as Vedanta Shastra. Have been mentioned, have been revealed in the Vedanta Shastram. What is Vedanta Shastram? Vedanta Shastram is known as Sankhya Shastram. Vedanta Shastram is also known as Kritanta Shastram. Vedanta is known as Kritantaha. Kritanta. Why? Because whatever Kritani, all actions come to an end. It means all actions should finally culminate in the Vedanta Shastram only. So Vedanta, attainment of knowledge is Vedanta. So here it is said, all one's actions should culminate in the Vedanta Shastram. Therefore, it is said to be Kritantaha. And Vedanta is a means of knowledge, therefore it's said to be Sankhya. So Sankhya Kritante means in the Vedanta Shastram, which is the culmination of all actions. Okay. Sarva Karmanam Siddhaye Yetani Panchakaranani Kritante Sankhya Proktani. Which I'm going to tell you now, may you listen from me. What Bhagavan says, Arjuna, a mighty armed Arjuna, I'm going to tell you now five factors needed for the accomplishment of success in all endeavors and all actions. And these five factors needed for the attainment of success in all actions have been already revealed in the Vedanta Shastram, the culmination of all actions, which is the culmination of all actions. So, Kritante Sankhye Sarva Karmanam Siddhaye Yetani Panchakaranani Proktani Tani Panchakaranani May Nibodha. May you understand those already revealed five factors from me, is what Bhagavan says in this 13th verse.
Panchaitani Mahabaho Karanani Nibodhame Sankhye Kritante Proktani Siddhaye Sarva Karmanam. So, absolute success means attainment of moksha, and for which attainment of knowledge is the only means. Again, knowledge here means atmajnanam. Self-knowledge is the only means of attainment of moksha, the absolute success. Whereas, even in all our activities also, we want to be successful. Whatever action we do, we want to be successful.
And it means there are five factors required for accomplishing success in all your endeavors. Bhagavan is going to reveal here now. And they have been all revealed in the Vedanta Shastram, he says. See, what Bhagavan means is, we're going to explain to you later on. So what are those five factors? What does he mean actually by that? All that we'll see in the following verses. Shall we continue next class? Ajay?
Yes, sir, Swamiji.
Any questions? Because I have to do the next topic now. Any questions?
Swamiji, can I ask you one question on verse 12?
Yeah.
But the word pratya.
Pratya.
What is the... I'm trying to understand the grammatical in grammatical context.
Yeah. See, hereafter what we do, Sanskrit students like Prabhuji and all of you, as I say, it must be clear, if you have any doubts there, mark it and bring it to the Sanskrit class and explain to you. But today I'll explain to you. See that yeti is the verb, okay? And e is the root also. That pra is a prefix. Pretya means after having left, after having departed. Pretya literally means after the death. Pretya means after having left, departed from this physical body. That's the meaning. But at the root, I'll explain in the Sanskrit class, okay? Because non-Sanskrit students also, you need not go have the headache of going through all the root and all those things. Anyway, see, you are not learning anything new here. Definitely, things are made much clearer. Bhagavan says, ultimately, we're going to see it very clearly. The success in any activity also should contribute for mental preparation. Suppose even if you do something physically or mentally, you see strain, you can think and then you attend certain things. You understand some subtle facts. Or you physically do something, you achieve something. So physical activity, mental activity, oral activity, all these activities can really bless you with some success, some achievements. Some results, desirable, pleasant results or expected results. Even then, those results are really considerable results only if they also contribute for mental preparation. You must contribute for intellectual sharpness, emotional stability, especially emotional stability, inner growth. Inner growth, otherwise, then whatever result you enjoy, that does not become a real success. It should not make you satisfied with what you've achieved. In fact, you will not be such satisfied also. So anything you do must contribute for your inner purification, mental preparedness. Only then that karma has, there's the purpose has served. You got its purpose. It has served its purpose. Then it is a yoga. Otherwise, it's a binding karma. That is why always a person, what Bhagavan makes it very clear. If a person lives a life of karma yoga, then he is a person of sattva. He naturally a karma yogi. One cannot be a karma yogi unless a person has predominantly sattvic in nature. And by living of karma yoga, also a person becomes predominantly sattvic person.
And Sattvic person is the one who is committed to live a life of dharma. When a person lives life dharma, he becomes Sattvic. A Sattvic person definitely lives a life of dharma. And his commitment to dharma sharpens his intellect also. And we call the proper attitude, because the proper attitude, and there is an, the attitude is there in doing karma, attitude is there in receiving the results. Therefore, he is not, for him all results are prasada. Therefore, for even as a karma yogi, desirable result also is prasada, undesirable result also is prasada, a mixed result also is prasada. Everything is acceptable for him because it's a Bhagavan's prasada. Therefore, he is not undesirable result, does not make him unhappy. He accepts because it's prasada. Desirable result does not make him feel elated because it's only prasada. And mixed result also does not really disturb him. It's a prasada. And we, because the goal is always different. He's not merely interested in, for him, just enjoying the results of actions alone is not the ultimate goal for him. Ultimate goal must always be mokshaha in the form of jnanam. Only then these results become for him secondary. He wants them, at the same time he's not attached to them. And such a person alone, a karma yogi, is because he always reduces his willpower and the knowledge of right and wrong, he refrains from the wrong actions. The refraining from wrong action also is some sort of renunciation. He renounces. Sometimes he wants certain things, and if he has to do wrong action to achieve what he wants to enjoy, in order to enjoy what he wants to enjoy, then he gives up that desire for enjoyment also because he does not want to go against dharma. Therefore, this renunciation on the certain degree of renunciation on the part of karma yogi. So Bhagavan says, a karma yogi is a real renunciate. Karma yogi is a real tyagi. And his tyaga is sattvic tyaga. Sattvic renunciation, sattvic giving up. And for him, if he is a sattvic renunciate, sattvic renouncer, it's very easy for him to become qualified for the attainment of jnanam, to attain jnanam. When he has jnanam, and naturally he'll be free from all doubts. A person is free from all doubts means, I tell you, he's absolutely serene-minded. He's muktaha, he's free while living. Of course, after the parabdha gets exhausted, he'll be free for good. So living a life of karma yoga is not an easy joke. Okay? Don't think being sannyas alone is great. Living a life of karma yoga is not an easy joke. It's a great thing. A karma yogi is highly revered. The discipline of karma yoga is highly revered because Bhagavan emphasizes that better everyone lives a life of karma yoga. Now he is going to say how one can become really successful in all one's activities and all one's endeavors, for which a person needs to know 5 factors. And this Bhagavan again says, it's not something newly I'm teaching in Bhagavad Gita, which I'm going to listen. These, whatever I'm going to teach you now in Bhagavad Gita, have been already discussed in the Vedanta Shastra, in the Upanishads, the source books. And he better know from me, he says. So what are they? How Bhagavan is going to present them? Etc. We'll see in the next class. Is it clear? Yeah. And then the more you listen also, even the repetitive teaching, now you can understand, it's not I'm repeating, Bhagavan repeats. You can see that. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Tat Sat Sri Gurubhyo Namaha. Hari Om. See you all.